Luke chapter 6, healing on the Sabbath. Gospels according to Love Audio, April 6, 205. On a certain Sabbath day, Jesus went through the cornfields with his disciples and plucked the ears of corn. They did eat, rubbing them in their hands. Certain of the Pharisees said to them, "Why do you do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days?" Jesus answering them said, "Have you not read so much as this, what David did when he was hungered, and they that were with him, how David went into the house of love and did take and eat of the shewbread? He gave also to those that were with him. Is it lawful for the priests alone to eat? The Son of Love is Lord also of the Sabbath." It happened also on another Sabbath, and Jesus entered into the synagogue and taught. There was a man whose right hand withered. The scribes and Pharisees watched Jesus as to whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, so that they might find an accusation against him. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to the man that had the withered hand, "Rise up and stand forth in the midst." Then Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save a life or destroy it?" Jesus, looking round about upon them all, said to the man, "Stretch forth your hand." The man did so, his hand restored as the other one. The scribes and Pharisees became filled with madness. They communed as to what to do with Jesus. It was during those days that Jesus went out into a mountain to pray, continuing all night in prayer to God. The next day Jesus called to him his disciples. He then chose 12 of them to be his apostles. Simon, who he called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John Zebedee, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon called Zelotes, Judas the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. When Jesus came down from the mountain with his disciples, he stood in the plain. There was a great multitude of people out of all Judea, Jerusalem, from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon had gathered to hear Jesus. They came for healing of their diseases. Also they came vexed with unclean spirits. Jesus healed them. The whole multitude sought to touch Jesus, for the virtue coming out of him healed them all. Jesus lifted his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed be the poor, for yours is the kingdom of love. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people shall hate you and separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast your name for evil for the Son of Love's sake. Rejoice yourselves in that day and leap for joy. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For in a like manner they did to their father the prophets. Woe to you that are rich, you shall have consolation. Woe to you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all shall speak well of you, for so did the parents to the false prophets. I say to you that here love your enemies, bring goodness to those who hate you, blessed them that cursed you, and pray for ones that spitefully use you. To those that hit you on the cheek, offer also the other. To those that take away your cloak, give to them your coat also. Give to everyone that asks of you, and of those that take away your goods, ask for them not again. As you would have done to you, do for others the same. If you love only ones who love you, what thanks have you? Sinners also love those who love them. If you do good only to those that do good to you, what thanks have you? A sinner does the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what thanks have you? Sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. Love your enemies and bring goodness. Lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. You shall be the children of the highest love. Love is kind to the ungrateful and to the evil. Be yourself merciful as love also is merciful. Judge not into condemnation, but forgive. Then love shall forgive you. Give love, and love will be given to you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. All shall give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, the same it shall be measured to you again. Jesus spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above love, but everyone that is perfected shall be as love. Why do you question the hate that is in your friend's eye, and you perceive not the hate that is in your own eye? How can you say to your friend, "Friend, let me pull the hate that is in your eye," when you yourself do not behold the hate that is in your own eye? You hypocrites, cast out first the hate that is in your own eye, and then you shall see clearly to pull the hate out of your friend's eye. A good tree does not bring forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit, but every tree being known by its fruit. Of thorns we do not gather figs, nor of bramble bush gather grapes. A good person out of good treasure of their heart brings forth that which is good. An evil person out of evil treasure of their heart brings forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart their mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, and do not the things I say? Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you who they are like. They are like a person that built a house and dug deep and built the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently on the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But those who hear and do not, it's like a person who, without a foundation, built a house upon the earth. Against the house, the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.